everyday witches emerge from the shadows of secrecy. Broom closets are flinging open and witches are taking flight. Whether you are hiding in your cozy closet or flying with pride, stay for a spell as Witch Casting with Theodora Pendragon and her guests share magical moments, stir the cauldron, and debunk misinformation and misconceptions about paganism, witches, and our wonderful world of magic.
Here we are for another episode of Witch Casting with Theodora Pendragon. Today, my special guest is someone I found on Instagram who enjoys sharing her magic. Welcome, Waleska.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, too. I love your Instagram reels.
Yeah, I try to make them fun, and people may think that this is just putting up an act, but that's the real me.
I know that's the real you. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in Instagram sharing your magic.
This is a long journey, so kind of like bear with me, because I like to give context, because people that have known me my whole life are like, are you a witch? Now, this is not a phase. I have been doing, you know, like practicing the practice, to be redundant here, for quite a while, but it was kind of like me coming out of the closet, if that makes sense. Like this Instagram account is me coming out of the broom closet, so to speak. The project by Waleska started out as a creative outlet, just like many of us that are super sensitive and empathic to whatever's happening around us. I was previously working as a coach, helping women hear the relationship with food and their bodies, because one thing that I have always done as an entrepreneur is support women in their journeys. So I developed compassion fatigue. Yeah, there's such a thing as compassion fatigue.
I'm familiar with compassion fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my therapist at the time, she said that this is what you have. She put into words what I have felt my whole life, like I was carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. So they recommended that I embrace some sort of hobby or activity that brought me joy. So I said, you know what? I always like crafting, handicrafts, and blah, blah, blah. So I started by Waleska, a creative outlet, because of that reason. And then as part of my recovery journey, as part of my healing journey, I continued to, you know, do my witchcraft practice, but I embraced it even more. So I started creating little manifestation sets or little spell kits and the sort. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to come open. And my mother being a rabid Catholic, like most of moms from Latin America, I said, you know what? I'm 53. So whatever she has to say, this is just me. This is my practice. This is what I like doing. And at the same time, I decided to start decolonizing my spirituality. I was not even conducting like an organized practice that I was in a coven, that somebody was teaching me. This is me just doing the things that I saw being done as a child in the Caribbean. And I started decolonizing my spiritual practice. So I started getting more connected with those practices of the African diaspora. Like slave trade started in what is my country today, Dominican Republic, in the Santo Domingo Island, or Hispaniola, like it was called back in the colonization times. So I was, you know what, I need to start connecting more with those practices that were deemed as superstition or demonic, plain demonic. And that includes not only my African ancestors' practice, but also my indigenous practice, because we were populated by Taínos, which are descendants from the Arawak. Fun fact, Tituba, first woman accused of witchcraft, is Arawak. So yeah, I may have Tituba's blood, or at least that of her ancestry. So I started sharing my practice online, moved with the same desire that I have always had, which is helping women empower themselves. And here I am.
But you said that you saw a lot as a child. You were in the Dominican Republic. What were you exposed to as a child?
I spent a lot of time on my maternal side grandma, and she was very, very religious, very Catholic. Even when I come from a very religious background, there's always those practices that were deemed as superstitious. For example, ancestor veneration. Because some people say, you are worshiping your ancestors and that's blah, blah. No, we venerate our ancestors. And I have seen that in many different cultures, at least a version of it. So I saw a lot of ancestor veneration as I was growing up, and also practices such as to avoid the evil eye, wear your undies inside out, or to avoid having nightmares, get your flip-flops and put them in a position of a cross in front of your bed, or take a scissor and put it under your bed with salt to avoid having nightmares, stuff like that. Also, we have our version of, it's not voodoo, but it also, it comes from the same tree, I could say, which is because also African diaspora spiritual practice, which is 21 divisions, las 21 divisiones, which is kind of like the Dominican voodoo, because there's different versions. There's the Haitian voodoo, there's the New Orleans voodoo that has been deeply influenced by the Haitian voodoo. But in Dominican Republic, we have our own spiritual practice. But the 21 divisions, it's a religion, just like voodoo, just like Yoruba, just like Regla de Osha. All of those are religions that they have deities. I mean, this may sound like it's not related, but since I have such deep religious trauma, I said, you know what? I don't want to engage in any type of religion. So I'm just going to do my own exploration and start connecting with that. So I remember hearing about what we call Fiesta de Palos. Palo, it's a kind of like a drum. So those Fiesta de Palos, they were worshiping the orishas, the African deities that my ancestors had. So kind of like that, like I would not say that any of my relatives is a practitioner, but they all engaged in something.
Even if they don't acknowledge it, they don't say it's witchcraft.
Exactly. Exactly. Because witchcraft, unfortunately, witchcraft, the word witchcraft has been demonized. And the spiritual practices of our ancestors, of our indigenous ancestors, has been deemed as demonic. And it doesn't matter what ethnicity you come from, they will always deem anything that is not Abrahamic tradition as demonic and as something bad.
And you're trying to change that with your social media, those perceptions.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And you would not believe it, where I get the most negative comments from religious people, it's in YouTube. I have a small channel there that I'm trying to grow, but the platform where I feel the most comfortable and spirit is amazing, because wherever your energy is, that's where all your attention goes. And I feel like Instagram, it's a platform that allows me and other content creators to get really close to their followers and their community. I don't like using the word followers because I don't think of myself as a leader that you need to follow. I just see myself as a woman that is creating a community of like-minded women that want to get empowered and stop chasing and start attracting.
Well, you're definitely attracting people.
And the way
you're attracting followers.
I just want to create a space where I could demystify witchcraft and clarify all of those misconceptions that people have around it. I have had many people comment negatively on my YouTube channel, but I made a promise to myself that I was not going to react to any of those, like, or even getting engaged.
What kind of comments have they left for you on your YouTube channel?
I remember one that that was really funny. I shared a post about one of them energy gates that opened on a specific date, that it was suspicious to do this type of practice. I don't even remember when it was. It was probably just me acknowledging that there was an important energy shift and that you should take advantage on that to do certain type of practices. And somebody came, why would you be summoning demons? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Where did you get that idea? Or people that just assume that I'm a non-believer or that I worship Satan. I mean, to my Satanist people, I have nothing against that, to each its own, but that's not what I do, you know? And people are saying, like, you should pray instead. Like, what makes you think I don't? At the beginning, I try to explain myself. But I say, this is just a repetition of every situation in my life where people don't understand what I'm doing. I don't need to explain myself. I'm a grown woman. I have done my research. I decided to connect with the spiritual practices of my ancestors. And in the process, just like I always do, I'm trying to help women by demystifying this, by like bringing it to a level in which people can see what it actually is, that it's not something demonic, that it's not something detrimental. I am not hexing people or cursing people left and right, because I do respect karma. And I know I understand exactly what that's about. So what I'm doing right here, it's trying to help other women. And then I have all these people coming after me. And I'm like, what are you doing? You don't even know me. What in my message makes you think that I'm doing that, that you're accusing me of? So yeah, I get a lot of religious people's attacks, especially on YouTube. I've had some, not nasty, but comments like, go pray, or you need Jesus in your life. Like, you don't know me. You don't know me. I pray every day. I have a deep connection with the divine, or spirit, as I call it, because at some point I said, you know what? My relationship with the divine is mine. So I will call it whatever feels comfortable with me. I still have some triggering reactions with the word God, just because I have this deep trauma, religious trauma. But if you want to call it God, that's okay. If you want to call it spirit, that's okay. Like, I like to think of the divine as an energy or force that it's neither men nor women, but has both aspects. Because there are aspects of the feminine and aspects of the masculine that are not shared between both of us. There's something in the masculine aspect of the divine that is not in the feminine aspect of the divine, and vice versa. I don't know if that makes sense. So I started calling it the spirit, because it feels good. It feels good to have like a energy that it's both mother and father protecting you and guiding you and supporting you in your journey. And this is not me being a non-believer. I just have different ways of worshiping.
And that's your business.
Exactly. Exactly. So I learned that. And instead of engaging, because there's a saying that says where your attention goes, that's where your energy goes. I decided not to engage with these people, but they're in my turf. This is my account. This is my community. Either you respect or communicate your opinion, because there's this belief that just because your account is public, and I've had these type of comments, just because your account is public and you're sharing that your message on a public platform, people have the right to not only give their very unsolicited opinion, but also dump their energy garbage on you. And no, baby, this is not a dumpster. This is not a landfill. This is my community. And either you keep it respectful with your unsolicited opinion, because no, I don't care that you do this or that, or you're going to get blocked. I always answer the comments in a nice way, like love and light. And the length of the comment will depend on how that comment has rubbed me the wrong way. If I keep it short, love and light, bless me, it's because I wanted, you know. So I just decided to do it that way, because even when they're being hateful with me, they're helping, because the more interaction is in my account, the more the algorithm puts my content in front of other people's faces. So thank you for helping my content reach the people that need it right now. So yeah, in a way, they're also helping me.
And also, they're sparking content that you can use for another YouTube or another Instagram reel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have made some fun. I don't want to be disrespectful, because if there's something that it's kind of like one of my guiding lights, it's to respect everybody else's beliefs. I may not share what your standpoint, but I will respect it, because it's your prerogative. Just like I made the decision to pursue this spiritual path and it's my right and my prerogative, you have the same right. I stay on my lane, you stay on yours. I stay in my business, you stay in yours. It happens when you come into my turf, because I have never commented nastily on or otherwise in a content that somebody shared that it's not something that I feel aligned with. Like, I just keep scrolling. But it seems like many people are incapable of doing that. So I keep it respectful, but I'm very firm. Like, this is my space. These are my witches. You respect us or you leave. And if you don't leave, I'll make you leave.
The very first reel I saw on your Instagram, I hadn't been following you yet, but I followed you when I saw that reel. You were explaining what love spells are. And I thought, I like this lady because she's giving accurate information. Tell us about love spells.
I would say that that's one of the main topics that I use for content creation, because I really need not just women, people in general, to understand the real consequences of that. Yes, you will make them come back. Yes, you will make them stay. I'm not saying that you won't, because it does work. Whenever you manipulate energy, whatever your approach is, it does work. The thing here is that there's something called free will. And even spirit, even God, or whatever the name you give to the divine, even the most powerful, the highest being respects that. Leave you to your own devices when it comes to you making your decisions. So when you cross that line, there are very serious and real consequences. You may have this person stay. You may make them stay by bending their will. But you will also get consequences from other sides. Let's just remember that whatever we put out in the world comes back to us multiplied. So if the energy that you're putting out there is one of controlling other people, not respecting their decision, guess what's going to come back to you? That magnified, multiplied, and also whatever matches that energy. Because whatever we attract is whatever matches the energy we're putting out. So some of the consequences can be negatively impacting your finances. They could negatively impact your physical health. They can negatively impact your energetic or emotional mental health. So there's a lot of bad consequences that are coming to you if you engage in this type of practices. And let's not forget that something that I always say, like, my mission in this account, in this project that I have, is to empower women. And always saying, we don't chase, we attract. It is part of the feminine energy to just attract things. We don't have to make an effort. Like, things come to us attracted by our energy. So there's that. And there's also the fact that when you are performing a love spell or an amarre, how we call it in Latin America, you're doing that from a place of lack, from a place of unworthiness. And I was there. I never performed or casted a love spell because that was ingrained in my head. You should respect other people's will, and free will is a thing. You should not cross that line. I never engaged that, but I begged a lot. And I chased a lot, and I put up with a lot of ish just to be in a relationship with a person that obviously didn't want to be with me. So when you're doing that, the energy that you're putting out there in the world is one of lack, one of I do not deserve to be loved, one of if I don't stick with this person that treats me so poorly, then I will not. You're afraid of being alone. And if you're not comfortable with yourself, do you think other people are going to be? So that's exactly where this recommendation is coming from. I have two, I would say, kind of rules that I don't know break for whatever, under whatever circumstance, which is I don't hex other people because what I put out there will come back to me, multiplied, and I don't force anybody to stay or to do something they don't want. I do banish, though. Like, you mess with me, I will banish you. I will banish you because I won't take any more disrespect in my life. I was severely bullied when I was a child and in my teenage years. I was bullied as an adult by ex-partners. So I made a decision of empowering myself through witchcraft, through my spiritual practice, through the spells I cast, to the things that I do. and to help other women that maybe are right now in the same situation that I was years ago.
Absolutely. We don't chase, we attract. So love spells are a no-no. People who cast love spells are in a position of desperation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's not an empowered person. And I say, if you want to cast a love spell, you can cast a self-love spell. Or you can cast, a spell that amplifies the energy in your life. And that will impact the relationship that you have with yourself and the relationship that you have with your loved one. I just remembered this. I love Ram Dass and his teachings. And there was, I don't remember in where I heard it. Maybe it was one of his documentaries or something. And he was saying something about love that deeply impacted my opinion to this day. And it's that he says, like, we are love. And you have, think of yourself as a huge beacon of love. And when you find people that connect with the love vibration, it amplifies the love energy in you. And at some point, that energy can diminish because it's not being reciprocated by the other person. So you just move on and you find someone else that will connect with that energy that you're putting out there in the world. And that's my philosophy with everything, not just romantic partners, but also with friends, acquaintances, business partners, because at the end of the day, we connect with other people with the energy that we're putting out there in the world. And you will find somebody that matches your energy. The trick here is to learn to love yourself. And from there, you learn to respect yourself because you do not respect what you don't love. And if you do not love yourself, you will not find anybody that does that for you. And I know that it's very hard. This is a very hard one for people that have had a very negative experience when it comes to that. But it's like narcissistic people and jerks in general, they have a radar for desperate people. So if you do not work on that first, it doesn't matter how many love spells you cast, you're going to continue attracting the same type of people, people that will use you and abuse you and toss you to the side when you are not useful for them anymore.
Absolutely. What do you recommend someone who wishes to start practicing the arts? You probably have a lot of followers who are just now dabbling. What do you recommend?
One of the things that I would say when you are starting to, you want to get started with the practice, connect with nature and its cycles. Like being a witch has a lot to do with being connected with nature and its cycles, with the moon cycles and the moon phases. Connect with that, and that will connect you with your own cycles. Be observant with what happens out there in nature. Spend time outside in nature because you're using herbs and minerals in your practice. So you need to connect with their spirit, so to speak. And the way to do that is to be out there in nature. Spend time in nature. Connect with your intuition. Like everybody has intuition, and women's intuition is famous. The way to connect with your intuition is start listening to Start paying attention to the gut feeling that you get. Start paying attention with maybe like out of nowhere flashes that you get. Start paying attention of the sensations that you get when you're in certain places with certain people. Start paying attention to your dreams. One thing that I started doing was like keeping this little notepad next to on my nightstand, next to my bed. And I have the most vivid dreams. It's like I live in, when I fall asleep, it's like I go to this different dimension where I have this other life. So my dreams are very vivid and I usually remember them. So I write down the dreams because we get messages through our dreams. And everybody has those six senses. They're just part of your intuition. Some people are clairaudient. We all are. We just don't have them fully developed, I would say. So if you start nurturing your intuition, if you start nurturing your connection to nature, if you start paying attention to your dreams, if you start connecting more and more with yourself and delving on getting to know plants, herbs, and their properties. And something else that I like to recommend people is that they start getting to know candle magic, because it's kind of like the easiest path to get into the practice. No, getting to know the herbs and also getting to know the properties of candles and delving on candle magic. So if you do that, I think you're set up to a great start.
You touched just a little bit on your YouTube channel and Instagram. Tell us where you share your content so that we have an idea how to find you and what you share.
I share my content on Instagram. I share content on TikTok, and I also have a YouTube channel. I also have a blog that I'm just starting to nurture with more content, because you can only say so much on social media and things move too fast. So if you want to know a little bit more, going to the blog, I continue sharing with people from my community, same topics that I touch on my social media accounts, but on a deeper level, I would say. And also, I just recently started a membership on Instagram, just because I see that there's the interest of a lot of women to start, you know, learning the practice under some sort of guidance. Because at the beginning, you feel lost. At the beginning, you feel lost. So I created that membership in order to help other women get their own practices started. I have been a teacher for the longest time. So it is not my interest to have you depending on me always. My mission is to empower you with the knowledge that you need to get started and to light that fire in you of learning more and becoming more, not only more knowledgeable on the practice, but also independent and empowered. That's the way I would love to see all my girls, my witches, being like a real witch, a woman in total control of herself.
All your social media platforms are by Waleska or by Waleska Rosario. Mm-hmm.
Both on Instagram and TikTok, I have by Waleska Rosario, just because by Waleska was not available. And on YouTube, you can find me as by Waleska. And my website is www.bywaleska.com. And there you will find not only my shop, but also my blog.
I'll put all those in the episode notes so that people can find them. And I do highly recommend that you follow Waleska, because she is providing a wealth of knowledge about witchcraft.
Thank you. I try to keep it very non-nonsense and just straight and to the point, because that's my personality. And I feel like one of my kind of like superpowers is taking something super complicated and make it very easy to understand and embrace. And I keep it fun, because this is fun.
You do get right to the point and you make it very simple for everybody to understand.
That's my goal, to make it very easy to understand for somebody, even though my account is for everybody, because I feel like no matter how long you've been practicing, you will always find something new. But I try to keep it very simple, and I specifically, or more often than not, address people that are just getting started, people that may have many misconceptions, people that may have many questions and doubts. So the whole goal of the content I create is to make other people see that witchcraft is not this demonic thing that you are in the woods hexing everybody and you're a mean person. Not at all. All the witches that I know are among the gentlest, nicest, and loving people that I have ever met. If anything, the only mean people that I have met happen to be very religious.
Oh, yes. That's been my experience as well.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed you sharing all this with us today. I'm very excited to have met you in person, so to speak.
So do I. I was like, oh, I'm getting invited to talk about my favorite thing, because I love talking about witchcraft. It's not just something that I do when I am in trouble or when I need something. It's a way of life. I ritualize everything, my morning drink, like everything I do has the witchcraft touch in it.
That's what makes it so beautiful. Well, thank you, Waleska, for joining us today. And I'm sure everybody is going to want to follow you because you have fabulous spells and fabulous advice. And thank you for sharing your magic.
Thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us for Witchcasting with Theodora Pendragon. Have a burning question or have a topic you'd love Theodora and her guests to discuss on the show? Contact her through Instagram at Theodora Pendragon. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And help us spread the word by leaving us a rating and review and sharing it with your friends. See you next time, and may your magic always shine.